Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Nancy Armstrong.
Good morning to you, and I'm glad to be here.
Great. Nancy is the president of the Friends of the Library. And, of course, it's time again for the twice-a-year book sale at the Atlantic Public Library. So, Nancy, let's start out with when the sale is so people can get it on their calendars.
Okay, the sale is going to be 3 days this time, and we're going to start on Thursday, 9:30 to 5:30. Friday, 9:30 to 6, Saturday, 9:30 to 12.
And that's this Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And I tell you, if you haven't been to the Atlantic Public Library book sale, you need to go. You'll be surprised, I think, of all the things that are there. It's not just books.
Oh, no, it's not just books. We have
you have DVDs and CDs.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was trying to think if there was something else. But the thing that surprised me a couple of years ago are all of the magazines.
Yeah, we started that a couple of years ago, and we bundle them by kinds of books, brand name books. And we've had a great last year. Every book was, every magazine was gone, and we stack them so that you can handle them so you're not loaded.
A stack of books. And I know that some of those are, like Good Housekeeping, but there were others because I was helping bundle last year and I saw a couple I wanted. And when I went back the next day, they were gone because they're so popular. But there were instruction books for crafts, for needlework, that kind of thing. So
yeah.
when I say magazines, there's a wide range.
Oh, yeah. And for everyone,
yes.
Children, adults, male.
Yeah,
there's
that's
plenty
true.
Of books for
yeah.
them.
And so since magazines have gotten so expensive, I think people that sort of has promoted the interest in magazines.
Certainly.
Yeah. And the ones most of them don't go out of date that you're putting out there. So so in addition to books, both hardcover and paperbacks.
Paperbacks, yes.
Thousands of paperbacks.
Yes.
Just
lots of there's lots of diversity in
yes.
the book. So male, female, children, grade school, young teens, we have books.
Yes. And when you're talking about categories, a number of religious fiction books. There's some favorites. I hear people say, "Well, here's the author I'm looking for."
Mhm. Yes. It's young children,
yeah.
Books, chapter books.
Uh-huh. So you want to get in there early. Now, you said on Thursday, 9:30, but I
that's
think that's
wrong.
Well, it's right and it's wrong.
Yeah. If you're a member, you can go from 9:30 to 11 and have your choice of books before the public gets in. And the dues is only $10 a year, so you can't go wrong.
That's right.
Joining us.
and I think you can feel good about joining because that's one of your income sources in addition to the book sales. And you put that to good use, that money.
Oh, yes. This is the first year we've been gradually giving money to the library. All the profit goes to the library. This year we had $3,000 to give them, and there are things the library still needs, and Tumble Book database. It also goes to the summer reading program at the library for 3-year-olds through 8th grade. And this year it's going to be Fizz Boom Read Science. And our money will go for prizes too and supplies for the programs.
So again, when you go in, become a member at $10 a year, just a bargain, or you buy books, you're really helping all of these programs. And so, like I say, not only do you get to take home books and magazines and so on, you're also helping out other people.
Yes, and the children. Last year, I go to work on 6th Street. There were children riding and walking in pairs and holding hands. They had a great year last year.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of children.
Great. So all of that does take some money, and these sales help that. Now, I want to go back a little more and talk about Friends of the Library. It seems to me that this isn't, you don't meet monthly, you don't have a ton of work to do. So let's talk a little about a member can just give their donation. But beyond that, what might a member do?
Okay, we only have 3 meetings a year, and that is to decide what we're doing and when we're doing it. That's also proceeds, what we're doing with the proceeds, and just organizing for the 2 book sales.
Okay, so you can help, you know, you could. Nancy was telling me earlier she's got lots of good volunteers this year, but I guess if you still wanted to volunteer, you could do that. But so as a member, you can choose. Just give your money and show up at the book sale if you want to, or you could come to the meetings to help organize the book sales. You can help set up for the book sales, and then you can help decide where the money goes. That has
yes.
to be kind of maybe frustrating on one hand, but kind of fun to say, we've got $3,000.
Yeah, well, it is, because I think we've been doing this now 4 years. And it's started less than 1,000, and we keep going up. And I was really surprised, because of all the books and what we charge, it mounts up. I'm
yeah,
really
a quarter,
surprised.
50 cents,
yes.
Up to maybe a couple bucks for something. It is. It just is. I'm just in awe how much money that adds
yeah,
up to be.
It's very, when you buy your books, they're not expensive.
No.
They're bargain prices.
So... we should go back to where all these books come from, and
okay.
magazines and DVDs and so on. Where do they all come from?
They come from the public. Members help, but they come from the public when we advertise and people are aware of what we're doing. And they're dropped off a week or two before the book sale. And we have to get advertising out to have people bring their books and donate.
Now, you're open for business this Thursday. Can I still bring my magazines in today or tomorrow?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can, because they're a hot seller. We started this 3 years ago, and we started with a small table, and we had a huge table last time, and they are manageable because we have them bundled up. And some of the heavier books, there's less of them because they're so heavy, mm-hmm. but... they're a hot item. I was really surprised.
Now, there are a few things that, on an ongoing basis, whether it's now or whether it's for the next book sale, a few things that you really prefer not to have donated. I'm thinking like encyclopedias.
Oh, yes. Self-help doesn't go very good either. But old encyclopedias, they don't sell.
Textbooks
don't sell.
I think one year when I was helping, I noticed there was a whole group of books in German. I'm thinking
I'll tell you one thing. If you donate books and we don't sell them, the Atlantic Thrift Store picks up these books on Saturday at noon, and they take the books from there. So these books are not thrown away. They're not trashed. They continue.
Not great to know
yes.
the books do continue on. And that's all a part of sort of over your years of experience, those kinds of things have developed, Nancy. Now, again, $10, you can pay your membership on
When you come in, yeah, on the day when you come in, or if you don't want to come in until Saturday, you could pay your dues too.
Okay. And, of course, that's not required. You don't have to be a member
no.
to come in.
It's just that if you are a member from... like on Thursday from 9:30 to 11, members get to see the books first and take what they want
yeah.
before the public gets in.
And I know I mentioned the religion fiction books, but I know there are people that are looking for other authors also. And so if you're a member, you can get in there. You can go look for your favorite author and be sure you get them.
And a couple years ago, we started trying to put the authors together as best
That's
we can.
That's a chore.
It is a chore, because LaVon's helped do that too. But we try to get them all together so that you don't have to fish through them so hard.
And that really is helpful for the shoppers that come in. To, you know, it's fun to kind of browse, but it's also, if you're looking for a specific author, it's really kind of nice to be able to find those. So, Nancy, there are several officers. You're the president.
I'm the president. Marianne Mormon is an officer.
Stop.
Think.
but the point is, You can be an officer, you can be a member, whatever. This is open to the public if you would like to be a member and to help with this. So come and
just
know,
come and enjoy it.
Yeah,
just the experience is great.
Yeah. You know, I think people who don't do books are really missing out on something. It's such
they
a joy.
Are. It is.
It is such a joy. Okay, Nancy, this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, remind us of the hours that it's open to the public.
Okay, Thursday, 11:30 to 5:30. Friday, 9:30 to 6. The library is open longer on Friday. Saturday, 9:30 to 12.
Okay, the semi-annual Atlantic Public Library book sale. Come and enjoy. And until next time, here's a thought. At times, we need to think less and feel more by letting our intuitive wisdom come into play.